For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I need the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
I'm Dan Soder.
And I'm Big J Okerson, and welcome to the Bonfire Podcast. You can hear our full show every day on SiriusXM.
Go to SiriusXM.com/bonfire for a special offer.
And now, the Bonfire with Big J Okerson and Dan Soder.
Ripped 10 butts today. Miss the company meeting. I can't feel my toes. Feel my toes. Lewinsky. Don't lose your toes. Lewinsky. Don't lose your toes.
So fucking good, dude. That's so funny. Julian Carey.
Julian Carey. Fantastic work.
Fantastic.
I mean, that was fucking magical. But what's going on with Lou's toes? Did I miss something?
He can't feel them anymore.
Yeah, so we were, you know, the Radio Andy. You know how we do Rando Andy.
Yeah.
So Jay read one, and we were like, he really just writes down whatever. And I go, we were talking, like, it'd be fun to see DJ Lou's Radio Andy. And he goes, rip 10 butts, miss the company meeting, can't feel my toes. And
it's a journal entry.
It immediately, it hit my spine. That's how hard it made me laugh.
Wait, like, you went to go talk to your doctor.
But he moved.
Yeah, I postponed it. I skipped it.
When your toes aren't working and you postponed it?
My toes are fine, so I postponed it.
That's crazy.
I'm a busy man. I don't have time for this frivolous nonsense.
That's not true.
No, your toes are not frivolous.
Dude, if my pinky toe goes numb for longer than a day, I'm going to the doctor immediately. I'll be at CityMD all day waiting.
It's multiple toes for many days.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just going through a bad period. He's a bad
like,
time.
He's like, we're Pearl Jam is in me so strongly, man. The power of Vetter will cure my feet.
We're talking about rolling blackouts. I mean, his toes are going.
Lou, your doctor.
He rolled so hard he broke his heel stomping.
Your doctor wanted you to come in. He didn't want to tell you over the phone, and you just said, I'll get back to you.
He doesn't know me that well, Jacob. He could take me or leave me. He doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, but Lou, we need you. Yeah, so we need you to go into the doctor to make sure you're okay.
I'm going to go this week, and I'm only going because you guys are pushing me to.
Okay. You normally just would ignore it.
It was up to me. I would do absolutely nothing.
You got a test that he won't give you the answers to over the phone. And you just go, well, then I'd rather just never know.
I can understand that line of thinking, but it's incredibly reckless.
I do understand, too. They always say as soon as EZE found out he had AIDS is when he died.
Yeah.
If his fingers went numb, he'd be like, dude, I can work the board of my feet. It's fine, dude.
Did he just mush in with wrist?
Yeah. I got something with my
like this finger, these two fingers here, my thumb and my forefinger, something with the joint is wrong.
My arm twitches.
I hope
sometimes.
It's not gout fingers.
Dude,
look that up. I do believe that's possible.
Every time I'm on an airplane and if I fall asleep for even a second, these three fingers go numb and these three fingers go numb. They're like dead. And then I got to fucking shake them out.
Shake them.
And then
shake,
they get back.
Shake it off.
Of course, you
shake
know that voice. Off. Josh Adam Myers, welcome back to the Bonfire. Goddamn Comedy Jam tonight, live streaming from the Comedy Cellar at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m.
You'll watch it right after Legion of Skanks.
Yeah, go watch it. 10 p.m. tonight, live, raw, and uncut in HD. Big J is going to be there. Yamanika Saunders, Jessica Kirsten, and Mateo Lane. Go to mintcomedy.com for tickets.
This is going to be
special surprise guests.
We do have a couple of special surprise guests because somebody's in town
singing
right
songs?
Now. Yes. Dude, this is the TV version that Comedy Central should have fucking done. That this looks so incredible. We're taking it back to the roots, smaller fucking venue. The Village Underground's dope, but I mean, that flew the band out. I couldn't be more excited.
It's a funny way to say hype things as you're dialing back. He goes, dude, I couldn't be more excited for this. He goes, normally, I mean, I used to do for like thousands of people. It's like now,
whatever,
I'm just getting like 20 people, 25 people.
Sometimes you got to pound out a chubby chick. So you do it, you know, because they throw it back. And so
he's like, this is going to be so great. He goes, remember my big dreams of being in arenas? He goes, nah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking to myself, better a hundo in a small room.
They literally asked me for the beacon. I said, shove it up your pee hole. I'm doing this at the VU.
Take that beacon and cram it up your A.
Yeah. No, I'm just excited to, like, dude, the Comedy Central, you saw, I mean, you were on it. Comedy Central fucking cut me out of the
fired us. They didn't. They just let us go.
They let you
go. They're actually pretty cool. They gave us our whole RSS feed.
They fired us.
So shout out.
But they fired you, but,
you
know,
they
didn't, dude, they didn't even realize how dope the product that you fucking were. And so they fucking tucked you away and they promoted 90 other shows.
Yep.
And they tried to turn my show into fucking lip sync battle. And with me.
Look, we're not here to smash Nikki Glaser.
I didn't say that.
Oh, I thought that's what you said.
See her live in Cancun at Just for Laughs Escapes, goddamn Comedy Jam.
Are you going to be there in Cancun?
Fuck yeah.
No, don't. No one here is doing that because they're going to be at Skankfest.
Well,
yeah.
Yes.
It's sold out.
Skankfest is sold out and it's going to be 10 times more fun.
Jay,
but
the way you said that, you go, it's going to be at Skankfest.
They're not going to be there because they're going to be at Skankfest.
I'm sorry.
I just got the itinerary and ooh la la. So many fun shows at Skankfest in Houston, Texas.
Me and Rebecca stayed up till 5:30 in the morning last night getting those itineraries out.
Dude, I like all the shows. A little noon skank fire on Saturday.
Dustin Keller
will also
come
be
hang.
Live streamed.
Ooh.
Dustin Keller's coming to hang.
What?
Dude, yeah, you're friends with the most random sports figures,
isn't
dude.
It? Never one on my teams.
He's like, oh, you know who's coming to see me tonight? Bol, Manute Bol's son.
You're gonna shit. Steve DeBerg's coming to the late show.
Dude, is that Rafael Palmeiro?
I think Dustin might be my only professional sports friend also. And I think he only played 3 years.
Jets.
Yeah.
He's cool. We met him when we did Austin, and he was talking shit with us. He's a cool dude, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny. He's a restaurateur now.
It's awesome.
What, does he own like 4 Del Tacos or something?
No, he owns like 70-something delis, they're called.
Yeah. Franchise.
Franchise, yeah.
Franchise boss, dude.
God, I wish I had
I think he married into some cashola.
I wouldn't mind like fucking just ripping it in college and then going back to that town and selling insurance.
Oh, dude, I wish my parents owned like fucking anything. Like just that they own like a couple of, you know, there's this kid that owned like, his parents owned like 9 gas stations.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of gas stations.
Yeah,
dude.
Man. He was rich and he had parties at his house. And dude, my dad was an Orkin man.
Dustin was great because it was funny watching him be Young Money.
Young Money.
But also Young Money from
Money.
He's from, no.
Money.
From Cashmere.
No,
he's Young Money, but he's coming from, where's Purdue? Where's that?
Purdue's in Indiana.
Indiana. He's from there.
Yeah.
Boilermaker.
That's where he's from. So being around New York, watching him as like a young, rich person experience the places he loved. Peter Luger's was like weekly. He'd go there.
Awesome.
And then he loved because he just couldn't believe what he was seeing. The Box.
Oh yeah,
that place. The Box,
like artistic strip club.
I went with him once.
Yeah.
Why haven't I never heard of this? And I worked
Christine,
in the strip
did you,
club
wait,
world.
Right?
Yeah, we went down for his birthday. The Box is great. It's a freak show.
It's not
it's
really
like
a freak show.
Burlesque. I mean, it's a
is
bit
it
of a freak
sex,
show.
It's sexy like weirdos. I call it sexy weirdos.
There's a clown room.
There's
Jumbo's
a guy.
Like
I don't even know if he would identify as trans, but just the largest fake tits I've ever seen.
With a dick.
Oh yeah.
right.
It's a freak show, but the burlesque is not doing it justice because burlesque is boring as shit. Just girls and feathers and pearls and shit. No, this
gives you World War One boners.
No, this is like
okay, I'm kind of hard. I feel like I could go up there and take out those krauts.
Oh my god, she's showing her anklet. Yeah.
It feels like a show where like a girl will pull out like magician scarves, like hundreds of them out of her pussy or something. Yeah. It's like that kind of show.
That was when Chappelle had that party that you guys made fun of.
It was at the
going
box.
To.
He did one at the box.
So
that was at the box.
They hired hired all those women to come, and like I told you, there was a girl who started pulling all of her clothing out of her badge.
What if I told you that woman was simply homeless?
Dave Chappelle preyed on her. Do we make fun of you for going to it? I mean, everybody goes to it. I just think
it was just funny because you guys were like, of course Josh is going to that. And then and then who did I see there? Shane, fucking Ari, fucking everybody but the two of y'all.
Yeah. Stand by it.
They don't want to go anywhere.
I know, dude.
Whatever.
He's watching.
You know, he's watching. Hang out.
You know who fucking loved that I didn't do that? Myrtle the turtle.
Myrtle.
Dude, it's my dog's birthday tomorrow.
Hey,
yeah,
Lekka.
Shout out to Lekka dog.
Too bad you just leave her alone so you can go to whatever Chappelle has.
He's like,
oh man, I'm so glad you guys could be here for 7 hours. If you had animals at home, they absolutely have pissed in their kennels.
They're going to die. Party you didn't go to.
Now this midget is going to shoot ping pong balls out of an asshole. Look. It's LL Cool J. I'm your leader.
A random celebrity at Chappelle's.
I am your leader. Oh,
he had Kanye at the stand.
Oh,
and
no.
I was there all night hanging out, and I left like 20 minutes before Kanye got there, and I was so fucking pissed.
Oh. You were going to look at Kanye. Oh.
Yeah.
That's
I mean, I was hoping to have an intense conversation with him.
You're
about
not.
They all, dude.
Why don't you give him your manifesto? See if you could do anything with that, maybe.
Everybody said.
You think he'd like it?
No. No, dude. Everybody said that they literally stood on stage and just played his record. And just all the other comics just like danced and like Chappelle.
That is so
and
fucking
just
weird.
Stood there.
That's so weird.
Yes, dance for me. Dance. I want everybody to dance for me while Kanye grills you.
Do the mashed potato now.
Now, do the funky monkey. Do the monster mash.
Let your backbone slip.
It was a graveyard smash.
I was working in a lab.
I was working late in the lab one night. Dude, that's so sick of fan and like weird to go to his parties and just be like, yeah, it's like Jim Jones shit.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, dance for me, funny people.
So
dance for me and my friends.
Yes, honor me, the greatest comedian alive.
It's just Rose the Baker,
like fucking,
in the middle.
Yeah.
It looks like when they did the DC talk, just like, oh Jesus, Lord, we love you.
It looks Ian like remember they found Zion in fucking The Matrix.
Yeah. Dancing like that.
It wasn't a fucking trance.
Oh,
feed me with your dancing.
I'm about to release a special that'll rip Twitter in half.
Oh, so long.
Humba, humba,
humba, humba, humba, humba, humba, humba.
Yes, my head of security, Joe Rogan. Tell him no one. Kanye, dance for me and Kanye.
He's now the secretary of comedy.
Holy shit, dude. Yeah, it's fucking. Whenever I see those at the stand or whatever, I'm like, God bless. But, you know, I'll stay at home and
I just think there's
put
no
Myrtle
way.
In costumes.
The odds of the best thing in the world like happening where you're like, damn, me and Kanye weirdly hit it off and had some fun. The odds of
I'm
that.
I'm in Kanye's fantasy league.
The odds of this.
It's like me, T-Pain.
But Joe, DeRosa does it, though, somehow.
Yeah, because he's got swirl his drink energy.
Yeah,
he can walk up and be like,
he's got,
can you believe the taxes in Florida?
I mean, that one SNL party, he was like, oh, dude, I was drinking and kicking it with talking music with Dave Grohl at 6 a.m. You're like, what?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, it was great.
Dave Grohl walks up to Lauren and he's like, hey, that guy's fucking awesome. He's like, I don't know who that is.
Oh, I'm so happy
he wandered in here.
I'm so happy this came up.
I thought he was a sultan.
Jacob, if I would have if I wrote stuff down better, I would have told you this for the rundown. This is a funny thing that happened to me on the way to Portland this weekend. Very funny.
Something funny happened to me on the way to Portland.
Similar situation here going on. I was across the aisle on the whole flight from Fat Joe.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
This is a goodie.
This is great. So I go.
Did you lean back?
So I slept the whole flight, but because here's the thing, I would never bother him on the plane.
Never.
But
the second you land,
but much
yell
like,
out Murder Squad.
Much like Terror Squad.
Whatever.
Much white. Like that would have done well.
That actually probably would have been funnier.
Hey, Murder Squad. Yeah, that would have went great.
He goes, I'm going to knock your fucking ass out.
Yeah, look how great my compliment went first. Sorry.
I thought you were Irv Gotti, and then I switched midstream. He just starts punching you. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're the other Irv Gotti guy.
Murder Squad, Murder Inc., Terror Squad, who gives Hezbollah? Yeah,
Terror Inc. Telechante and said hi.
Hezbollah, ISIS.
Palestine. Israel.
Move, I gotta get my bag. Bada bing, bada boom.
So, I did the same fucking mistake I made. With J-Lo. I knew what I was gonna say already.
You can't.
I knew.
You are a one in a billion at how fast your brain works to say the funniest right thing at a time.
Nothing in this makes me think I'm gonna hit him with funny out of the gates.
Fine.
It's just gotta be compliment.
Fine. Regardless, that same part of your brain that can access all that stuff, when relaxed, would have found the perfect sentence to say. Yeah, but you tried to force your poop, and you blew out your O-ring.
It wasn't even that bad what I decided to say. It was a good one. Right. It was a good thing.
Where did you think of it? Over what state?
This was early Michigan, probably.
Oh, okay.
First drink card. Yeah. He's got the idea in his head.
Well, exactly. Asleep.
Seatbelts just went off.
I clicked out. I looked at his velour outfit. I was impressed with his glasses. And then
Hey, what's going on? This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Let me tell you something right now. The winter is leaving and the spring is coming. There's a lot of things happening. We're going to be hanging out again. We're going to be with each other again. You know, barbecues and going to the lake. And maybe your battery's awesome. Maybe your life battery's charged. But maybe you're a little sad. Maybe you don't know what's going on. But I'll tell you right now, I need somebody to talk to on a regular basis because I can't do this stuff myself. I can't figure it out. I get into trouble when I start doing it on my own. My best thinking has gotten me into a lot of trouble. So what do? I talk to somebody. I use another person to bounce stuff on, to help me with self-awareness, goals, and achievements. I get them to get me thinking on the right path so I can do the things I want to do and be the person who I really am around the people I love, especially with this summer coming up. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, which I love. You don't have to go in 45 minutes, find a parking spot, go upstairs, wait in a creepy room with some sound machine, and then see somebody you know walking out as you're walking in. Designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapies anytime you want for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bonfire today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bonfire.
Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire, and of course that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscriptions, subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now. Guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire. And of course, that is Prize Picks, everybody. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. You can win 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. It's very simple. You're picking more or less than the projected stats on 2 to 6 players. If you pick right, you win. That's it. For example, Tyrese Maxey, Maybe it says he'll score 13 points tonight. If you pick more and he scores more, you win. You pick less, he scores less, you win. It's that easy. You against the numbers only. You could turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. Pick more. Pick less. It's that easy.
One of five Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Who's A?
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Bueno note, buenos aires.
Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is just better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
Non parliamo molto bene.
Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions sold, and all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Hello. Hey, you know how you say no?
Go on.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to write that down. N.
I am learning Italian off of Babbel right now.
No. Hola.
Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, you get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/bonfire. Get 55% off at babbel.com/bonfire, spelled babbel.com/bonfire. Rules and restrictions may apply.
To sleep. When I wake up, I peek over and see, I'm like, look at him. He's just drinking like a Diet Coke.
That's cool.
But like, he was wearing like a goose down comforter outfit. Thing was huge, probably.
He ate airplane food.
That, just like us.
Just like us. So we land, and I get off the plane like three people before him.
Yeah.
And I'm going, so the line, by the way, before I conked out, I said, you know, it's going to get him.
What?
Because you remember when he was going to come in here, my plan was, I'm going to do the big pun line from that Twin song. He's going to be like, that's good.
Oh, no.
But no. No, not related to that at all. Don't worry. I didn't just start rapping.
I
can't tell you how nervous I just got. I was like, don't tell me you busted off fucking a couple
Joe,
bars.
Joe, Fat Joe, before you get your laundry, before you go get your baggage, let me just say, then in the middle of little, did we know that we riddled to me.
He's like, okay, man. He goes, I'm on a Klonopin.
No, what I was going to say was, I was going to go, dude, I've been a fan since, a big fan, since FloJo came on the box. Now, why that's a perfect compliment.
Number one.
It's his first song ever.
So it means a lot to him. You're also going to the box, so it lets you know.
It's Box Channel.
You're an OG.
OG.
Yeah.
Since that came out on the box.
On the box. It's like when people tell me they, it really means a lot when they're like, I used to listen to you on You Know What Dude with Bobby Kelly. And I'm like, that means a lot.
Yeah.
Because I was a taco waiter.
Absolutely. Dude, this is, the box was a great, you know what that was. We talked about it before.
Yeah, I didn't have it in Denver, but East you Coast kids have it.
I have no idea what that is.
You didn't have it down in
music? If we did, I just didn't hear it.
It was a TV station on cable that was like, you'd go on it and it would, you're just waiting for people to pay for videos. You know, it was like a dollar or something for four videos, or a dollar per video maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But people were just, when everything new was coming out, especially hip-hop, because it was the best place to see hip-hop videos, you just could watch it all day because people were just picking over and over again those songs.
Yeah.
So when Fat Joe came out, it was that, Protect Your Neck, Onyx, Throw Your Guns in the Air.
They just keep playing it?
Nah, they would just be on constantly.
Never heard of this.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, but Josh is sitting back like we're accusing him of a crime.
Yeah.
The lady just sat back.
You know what I'm wrong.
Cool, though. Well, first and foremost, I don't know where my lawyer is, but I ain't talking
until you get me a Diet Pepsi.
Until Levi Greenberg is sitting right next to me. I ain't saying shit.
I ain't saying shit. And I get my lawyer.
And I don't need a public defender. I'm not an idiot.
I'm all good.
Now you're dealing with jam money.
My name, Bennett.
Josh Adam Myers. I'm in
the name because I am the game
all day long.
I'm about
not
to
anymore.
Take...
Now I'm your leader. Now I'm a leader. A good comedy. I am the warlord of comedy. Everybody bow down before me and Kanye. Neil Brennan is head of economics. Dance, fools.
Dude, the thought keeps going into my head of them, of everyone just dancing.
You said it with the Matrix. It's literally like,
dance for me, Derek Gaines. Dance for me.
Dude, just the thought of even like funnier comics that weren't there, like Todd Barry just dancing. Rich Voss.
Alan Havey, dance for me. Dance for me.
Rick Crown, do what you do.
Tim Allen, Nick Griffin, cut a rug right now.
Yeah, that's very funny.
So I'm on the plane. Yeah. This is my line.
Fat Joe is awake at this point. Oh, you guys have landed?
Flight's landed. I get off about three people before him.
Got it.
In that walk, think about bailing on the idea altogether.
Absolutely, you're ahead of it. Can you turn around and get it?
But here's what I think with all these situations, and you're welcome, audience. I think. If this goes fine and good, it's nothing too interesting to tell on the show or cool, maybe a cool moment.
A slight thud.
If it goes fucking haywire, hilarious.
And if it goes exceedingly awesome, he comes on the show and...
You can call Fat Joe, yo, man.
I'll tell you this. I found out just looking it up that he was performing the next night in Portland. The next night. I think a Josh Adam Myers, I'm trying to think of somebody else who would do this. Not DeRozan, that... But there's friends I know who I envy this thing. He would have been invited to the show.
Yeah, 100% if it was by Josh. You know I would have. We'd be homies.
I mean, dude. Yeah. The homie counts at two. We're doing a homie.
I mean, I'm going overboard.
I know.
Purpose. Okay, good.
Yeah. We didn't.
This is not like my natural.
Don't show them how we're making the sausage.
Yeah, we know. Wait, yeah. What are you saying?
Okay, just cut that out. Just let them laugh at
cut
it.
Cut that out.
It's live.
It's a fucking live radio show. So, but
this is Jessica to the comedy gym and he goes, never mind. I don't want to do the song. Start over.
Yeah.
We're rolling live.
Oh, we are. Live stream now.
So, I understand that though, because I'm jealous of that. Of like, hey, come to my show tonight. And then he sees it and he's like, man, you mad funny.
Or even the fucking Norton. I don't know if he invites him to his show, but Norton always, they said historically, he'll get the picture.
Yeah.
He'll sit there and wait and get
the picture.
I remember
when I worked at KFMA in Tucson and I was just a big Jim Norton fan. And I remember his picture with 50 Cent and then the story about it on ONA of him like asking for it. Like him asking for the photos was always a funny story.
Always funny. So I'm like, I'm not looking for a photo or anything. I just wanted to say just this little line.
Share that moment.
Is it? I just wanted to say I'm a big fan, because I am. And he walks off the plane. He's got like an entourage, not his entourage, but some, his boys with him. And no one does anything weird. I turn around and I'm like, all right, here we go. So I go up to him and I go, yeah.
All right, let it loose, dude.
Hit me.
I go, it's not as bad as I'm his voice building is up, quivering. I feel like. I feel like it's not going to, no, I'm worried it's not going to be funny enough. But
no,
it's funny.
Okay.
It's going to be.
I go, I turn around, hey, man, I just wanted to say, I think I touched him.
6'4" in the chest.
Yo, get off me, son.
What the fuck? He touched Joe.
Brutal. I go, hey, man, I just want to say, huge fan. He goes, been a fan since Flojo came on the box. And he's just kind of blank staring at me, but he's looking right at me. And then he pulls at his phone, at which point I'm going like, no way. He's like listening to Skanks or Bonfire right now. Dude, he pushes a button on it.
Yeah.
Takes out an earbud and goes,
no.
Excuse me, man, what'd you say? And I went, I just been a fan of Flojo since the box. And I just start fast walking away.
Oh, no.
You started walking like Flojo. You fucking took off.
I hopped. I walked fast on the moving sidewalk.
Oh, yeah. You're like, move. Yeah.
Standing to the right, please. Standing to the right. Pass to the left. Pass to the left.
Out of my way.
You're giving out restaurant lingo. Behind.
Corner.
Dude, I get like two turns away from them. Two turns of the hallway away from them.
Collapse and start crying?
No. Worse.
Fetal position.
Worse for this situation. Because I'm going to baggage claim where I assume we're all going.
Oh, no.
I turn a corner. This guy recognizes me.
Okay.
And he goes, Big J, no fucking way, dude. He's like, oh, man, I'm such a fan. Can I get a picture with you? And I'm like, yeah, dude, totally. And I put my arm out. I'm slowing this so much that I'm like, oh, it's cool, man. I appreciate it. I'm in town doing shows. I'm trying to delay it so Fat Joe can see me.
Oh, God.
Getting this picture?
Dirty, dude.
Jay's like, God, you work out, dude? You're solid.
He's holding on to the guy. The guy's like, all right, Jay, come on, let go of me.
Okay, so
I'm like, so where are you a fan from exactly?
I was a fan.
But he's doing that thing where he's trying to get out of his grip where he goes, and I've been listening to you since Skank started. Thanks.
You're hurting me. Yeah, Jay, you're hurting me. Goes, ow, ow, ow.
How long you been a big fan?
Yeah. Oh, cool.
So, maybe. I for like a minute or so, right? I'm engaging with trying to see this happen. Never saw Fat Joe again, by the way.
Of course.
It was over. He never came to.
He goes, hey, let's get out of this place. That weirdo that talked to me on the plane is taking pictures with strangers.
He's like, Flojo on the box. What's the box?
What's the box?
He goes, the box?
I don't even know. You think I handled that?
Yeah, I was excited that I was on the box. I was on the fucking radio.
Yeah,
I don't know. CrossFit lingo?
I helped make Hot 97. Get out of here.
I know.
Hey, is this guy trying to throw pussy at me?
I should have just did the big pun part.
That's the song I'm listening to. Go. I have the beat.
Damn, dude. His staring at me, and I was like, because I go, did I say something weird? Like, maybe he doesn't get what I'm saying. And then him pulling his phone out, and then me going, I thought the phone being pulled out was something
cool.
Interesting.
Yeah, no.
Like, he's listening to the song. He was like, holy shit, man, synchronicity, son.
Just whatever it is.
Wow.
There was something, because he didn't look angry. He looked like he was like I said that, and he kind of looked like, okay. And then when he just took it out, he goes, sorry, man. He goes, I had my headphones on. What were we saying?
You slobbed
and dude,
my
I mean, I couldn't have went more like, the box, Flojo, dude, it's way back.
I was saying it shouldn't have been pun. It should have been you. You're offended.
Am I?
Yeah. Jesus.
Excuse me?
Excuse me.
I said wrong kid died.
Anyways, enjoy your stay in Portland. I'll be at Helium Comedy Club at 8 p.m. tonight.
Oh, man, meeting Fat Joe, and that is today's What's Fresh segment, everyone, brought to you by Wendy's.
What's Fresh?
Get a sausage or bacon, egg, and Swiss croissant for just $1.99 at Wendy's.
Oh.
Only during breakfast hours.
Hot.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary, and I'd say they're going to be staunch about that if they participate or not. But that is my What's Fresh, trying to talk to Fat Joe unsuccessfully. It went so... That sucked.
Yeah.
When he pulled that earbud out, and I was like, oh, man. And by the way, again, just like the J-Lo thing, his friends were not listening to headphones. So they all got to see me...
Die.
Lay it out.
Yeah.
Him have no idea what I'm talking about. You know, be like, excuse me, what did you say?
The entire and then squad.
Seeing the...
Toon Squad saw me. I gotta go.
Actually, when I first noticed it was him, I had my bag sideways, backpack sideways in the above head thing, and he put his like sideways in front of like a Louis Vuitton one, not Fat Joe, but his boy. And so I got up and I was like, oh shit, I needed to
get
see if
it.
I had a cube. No, I needed something out of my bag, a wire, the cord for my bag. So I go to get it, and I think he sees that I had to pull his out a little bit, and he goes, oh, I'm sorry, man, did I block you in there? And then I just, with that thing, you over shit on yourself. I go, no, I'm fucking, and he put it in sideways like an ass. It's me. I'm a fucking ass. And he goes, I swear to you, he goes, oh, no, man, it's cool. I go, that's fucking stupid.
Hey,
I know. I know. They go, and he's like, being hard on yourself, son. And then I just sat down. I was like, click. And I sat down.
This guy's earbud out. He goes, hey, man. You ever take care of yourself? How'd you treat yourself, man?
You know, mental health help is there's no longer a stigma attached to that.
Sorry, man. We went from being the terror squad to being the help squad. You look like you could use someone to talk to. Lay it on me. We still got 4 hours in this flight.
Yeah, well, BetterHelp.com.
BetterHelp.com.
Lady, will you move over to that seat real quick? Do you mind if I talk to this fella right here? He looks like he needs some help.
Here's $100. Why don't you move over there? I'm going to talk to my new friend, Jason. Jason, what's going on in your life?
What's wrong with you, man? What's wrong?
We should take our last break.
Yeah, take our last break. We'll come back and watch that gang, get that gang life that you talked about.
Yeah.
Can I say one thing?
Yes, Jacob. You can say whatever you'd like, buddy. It's your show.
Jacob, I know you're down here.
You mentioned this before. It was kind of cathartic thing, the bonfire for me. I'm telling you, you know when that scene from The Matrix 2 the Zion dance party. Uh-huh. I want to confess that I was so sheltered or didn't do anything, I guess. I thought that was like how people danced.
What?
I thought that was like a real thing.
Just in a full-on trance-like state?
Yeah, shirtless with sweat everywhere. And it, I mean, I thought it was ridiculous, but I thought, am I this out of touch with the world? And it's not until you actually joked about it on the show that it dawned on me that this was completely ridiculous.
Jacob, I'll tell you, thinking Zion dancing is how real dancing goes does explain a lot of those fucking holiday party dance moves we got here.
I didn't realize you were full fucking...
I mean, it's crazy, that scene.
Oh, is this it?
Yeah, this is the stand.
Oh, guys, the dance scene, all visual. Enjoy, right here on the bonfire.
I see it in my head right now.
Oh, we all can. Oh, God, there's a guy. So there's thousands and thousands of people, everyone, and most of them are black, and they're dancing rhythmic. There's one Asian guy who's not a good dancer. Black feet.
You can see
sparkly
Adele.
Shoes.
There's Adele.
Yeah.
From the stand.
Oh, there's Joe Hara. There's Joe Harry.
Joe Harare.
Harare. Joe Harare.
Yeah. Fucking Dave Chappelle's Morpheus. He's Morpheus of comedy.
Take the blue pill.
Take it, man.
The Matrix. Take the red pill. You're going to have a lot more fun, man. Here's the thing they don't know about it. Zion is real. Damn, you're the one.
I feel like there's somewhere where people dance like that.
Yeah, like maybe every rave I went to.
It's called fucking Miami.
Yeah.
Well, I thought
it's Christine.
I wasn't
it's
cool.
It's your multiple it's like personalities in your head.
Damn.
We should take our final break.
No one there eats carbs.
Nope. Oh, no. Mm-mm. Yeah, dude. I'll tell you what. When you're unplugged, your body is banging.
Damn, you're very little body fat.
Yeah, they're eating that sludge.
Yeah, dude. Look at those butts, though, dude.
Oh, everyone's fucking. No one cares. See-through, sluts.
God, they only release the hot people out of the Matrix.
Yeah, they go, sorry, we keep the uggos in the program. Sorry, I got to look at you all with the gel goop off you. Yeah, you're hot.
Let me see your face. All right, now put him back. Yeah. Put him back. Stick
sorry, out. Man. All the fat and ugly people need to stay in the program. I'm only trying to fuck women that are attractive.
Here's a fun question, though, about the Matrix. What if you are unplugged?
Sure.
And you go to Zion, but you just go, it's like, I mean, I'm not really a club person.
Yeah. Do you guys got a bar?
Exactly. Yeah. I never get invited to a Zion dance party.
Yeah,
and I actually felt bad. Like, I wouldn't go.
Just buy a ticket.
But it also should pan up and just show a bunch of dudes smoking cigarettes and sweating and cussing.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, is there a place where we could like drink and talk? Like, I'm not really going to meet chicks
hey,
this way.
I don't mean to be a dickhead, but I just got whipped with dreadlock sweat about 4 or 5 times.
You know I know about that, dude.
I know.
It's just, yeah, all, like
it's just all me. I'm like, hey, yeah, guys, I got a lot of people, other people sweat, and no one's grinding against me. I'm kind of just dancing solo, so I'm a bone out.
What'd you say, Christine?
I think you'd like it if you let yourself.
You think I'd like it?
Mm-hmm.
How 10 years? She has no idea who I am.
I understand.
She doesn't know me at all. Thank you.
You would love this.
I'd be like, hey, can I plug? I go, can I plug in video games somewhere so I could do that while you guys fuck dance for the next 3 days? I guess no one sleeps.
Can you reteach me how to power nap? Because I kind of like going down. Do you guys mind if I go back into the Matrix and just like fucking own them for a season in the NFL?
Yeah, someone's gonna walk into my room and be like, Jay, what are you doing, dude? The rhythmic, weird, slow-mo party's happening.
I just pull it out the back of my own head. I go, sorry, I just took the Niners to a 14-3 season.
No, you guys party. I'm gonna go be like leader of a country and like kill everyone.
Yeah, you guys want to plug me in? I got a karate tournament to fuck up.
Yeah, they're gonna wonder how I'm flipping 6 times in the air.
I don't know. I'm gonna probably go take the light heavyweight and heavyweight UFC title with very little effort.
Yeah, I'm gonna punch a guy's heart out who's being mean to a woman in a bar later.
Yeah.
I'm really gonna make some headlines. I'll be back though. It's all fake.
I'll probably get a Superman 2. Just fly and change time.
That was Superman 1 when Lois Lane died.
It all mushes
Superman
together.
2 is when everybody was losing their powers on the outside while he was safe on the inside.
Neil before Zod.
Brilliant.
It's good Hackman.
Brilliant. Josh Adam Myers and the Goddamn Comedy Jam live streaming tonight, 10 p.m.
Eastern, 7 p.m.
Pacific.
Live, raw, and uncut. No condoms, everyone. HD.
Aww.
Yamanika, me, yeah. Jessica, Mateo, a big guest. And I'm guessing by what we're talking about, almost I could say guaranteed Chappelle. Yeah. So get that ticket.
With Kanye.
With Kanye, probably. And if you think that means Travis and Courtney won't be dancing out there, it's going to be a Zion dance party.
Get down there. Get down to the VU if you're in New York.
It's the goddamn Comedy Jam in its full essence. Just a Matrix dance party.
Make sure you go to mintcomedy.com, M-I-N-T, comedy.com for tickets. It is going to be a blast. We'll be right back with Josh Adam Myers, and we'll take this bitch all the way home. It's the Bonfire.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings, and full shows always on SiriusXM.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.